After many months of pressure from the U.S., the United Kingdom announced today it will ban Huawei from its 5G networks. The move comes at a moment of growing wariness in the West over Chinese companies and their ties to the Chinese government. TikTok, the Chinese-owned video app with more than 2 billion downloads, is also being pulled into the fray, with Wells Fargo this week ordering its employees to delete the app off of all company devices. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is reportedly considering an all-out ban on TikTok. For more, let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this seems to be moving pretty rapidly. Just a few weeks ago, India announced a ban on TikTok and nearly 60 other Chinese apps. Now Peter Navarro and Mike Pompeo suggesting the U.S. could follow suit. Just remind us what's going on here.
Well, so I think the simple answer is that TikTok represents one of the first times a social media app with millions and millions of users in the U.S. has its origins in China. In the U.S. alone, about 170 million installs on devices here. And like all Chinese tech, TikTok at least has the appearance of having to work with the Chinese Communist Party. Now, of course, it is true that Facebook has to answer to the U.S. government, just like a company in China would have to answer to the Chinese government. But we tend to have some dubious views about the differences there, the anti-democratic behaviors of the government in China.
Well, and what about the security concerns for Americans? Because that's one of the things that Peter Navarro has been talking about, that the Chinese are getting access through TikTok to a lot of information about users. That's what he says from TikTok.
Yeah, so I think there are some concerns. TikTok pulls data on users just like a ton of social media apps. But there are some differences here. Number one, the Chinese government has passed laws that make it quite easy to force TikTok and really any app there to hand over user data. TikTok also snoops on your clipboard in a way that could be described as somewhat unique from other apps. An example of an issue where you'd be logging into a service, for instance, and you'd kind of like copy and paste your password. And TikTok can reportedly read some of that information when you store it on your clipboard. It's not the only app that does this, but it's probably the most popular app that does this. And it's a bit theoretical, maybe, but you can imagine a scenario where the Chinese government forces TikTok to hand over a bunch of passwords and other sensitive data on U.S. citizens, and then could use that for a state-sponsored attack of some kind.
TikTok is currently run by former Disney executive American Kevin Mayer, who has said that TikTok has never provided user data to the Chinese government, nor would it do so if asked. But the question is, can TikTok really avoid the reach of the Chinese Communist Party, even if it wanted to?
So this is a tricky one to answer right now. In recent years, there's been a lot of discussion about the idea of where all of this kind of data is physically stored. The idea being that if TikTok decides to store U.S. citizens' data on U.S. soil, those server farms will be under the jurisdiction of our government, so it wouldn't be an issue potentially. TikTok has also done a lot of PR work to show that it is independent. But I think there are a lot of questions about where the rubber hits the road here. And that's why, for instance, you see the Defense Department saying that the TikTok app can't be installed on phones for members of the military.
Now, obviously, the users of TikTok aren't that scared because they're still using it, especially the American teenage users of TikTok. How are they reacting to the possibility of a U.S. ban?
Yeah, well, they may be using it, but they're using it, at least in this moment, in some ways to say how upset they are about a potential ban. A lot of users who have built huge followings on the app, some of whom who have made also a lot of money on the app, are making content talking about how upset they are. There have been hashtags asking people to push back against an anticipated ban in the U.S. And this is the trouble, right, with building your brand on a tech platform you can't really control. So it could have a big impact on TikTok's biggest users for sure.
You know, Ben, you and I have talked about TikTok before. We've also talked about Huawei, another Chinese company that the U.S. Does not want anything to do with at this moment.
Right.
Is this the beginning of a new Cold War, do you think, between the U.S. and China when it comes just to technology?
It's a good question. I mean, it's important to remember that what we're seeing right now isn't as much a beginning of something as it is a continuation of something that has been happening in China for years, right? We've watched U.S. tech giants like Google and Facebook do these policy acrobatics to try to get access to China's massive user base while still being able to claim that as companies, they're committed to democracy. And now China is catching up to us in the big tech race with companies that are building technology that people here want to use. And the reach of new Chinese technology is, I think, going to be a fact of life for everyone. But I think for some people, that's an argument not to be scared of foreign companies or foreign apps, for instance, but to instead look at ourselves and how we get better at protecting users and user data here at home in a way that sort of fits the democratic ideals that we love to talk about.
I will say, full disclosure, I am not a TikTok user. And I did laugh when I saw a meme the other day that said 30-somethings discussing TikTok, and it showed a picture of the Golden Girls sitting around the table talking about something.
It does feel that way sometimes, doesn't it? It does feel that way.
It does indeed. Yeah. Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here Now, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.